take your Bibles and make your way over to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Today our emphasis will be on the Lordship of Christ in your life. The Bible tells us over in Romans 10, verses 9 and 11, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. To become a Christian, you surrender to the Lordship of Jesus in your life and place your trust in Him as your Savior. I do not believe that a person can take Jesus as Savior today and take Him as Lord tomorrow and experience salvation at the beginning. You see, Satan believes all the facts better than you and I. He was there when Jesus was born. He was there when Jesus died on the cross. He was there when Jesus defeated death and was raised from the dead. He knew Jesus ascended into heaven. He knows Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. But we would never say Satan's a Christian, because what is it that he has not done and will not do willingly? Submit to the Lordship of Jesus in his life. A saving faith is a faith that not only trusts Jesus as Savior, but surrenders to Jesus as Lord of our life. Again, over in Romans 10:13, it says, "For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved." Not the name of Jesus, not the name of Christ, but who calls on the person of the Lord. As we bring our wills under submission to the will of the Lord Jesus, because we believe that He is the Son of God, we believe He did come and lived a perfect life, that He did die on the cross and took our sins with Him to the cross and was punished for us. Because we know that we cannot do anything to earn God's merit, that we cannot earn God's approval, we cannot do anything to have our sins forgiven, but we realize Jesus did everything. And He came alive from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He's in heaven today. He accomplished everything necessary for our salvation, that is, for us to have our sins wiped away, for us to have eternal life, for us to have a place in heaven with Him forever. We recognize that. And we believe it so firmly that the only rational response, the only reasonable response to such a person is to receive Him as Savior and surrender to Him as Lord. I mean, what other response would make any sense when you realize who He is? And so today we're going to emphasize and look at the Lordship of Christ in your life. I want you to notice in our passage today how many times Paul uses the term Lord in talking about the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we will begin in verse 23. I'll ask you to stand in respect for the Word of God. Now again, notice how many times Paul uses Lord. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, He took the cup, and also at the supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat in this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man must examine himself, and in so doing he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. He who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number sleep. But if we judged ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, so that we will not be condemned along with the world. You may be seated. Paul says, before we partake of the Lord's Supper, it is crucial that we examine ourselves, that we judge ourselves rightly. To fail to do so is to be guilty of the blood in the body of Christ. It is to treat it as trite and commonplace. It is to bring God's hand of discipline in our lives. And in the case of the church at Corinth, Paul said some of them were weak, some had become sick, some had even died an untimely death at the disciplined hand of the Lord because they had failed to examine themselves before they partook of the Lord's table. Now let me say that it is the Lord's table. It's not my table. It's not even the West Side's table. It's the Lord's table. So if you belong to the Lord, after we've had this time of examination, if you have been true to the Lord, then you may partake of this Lord's table. If you have surrendered to Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, given all you are to all that He is, experienced the new birth of the Spirit, been washed in His blood, then you may partake of this Lord's table. Now we're going to look at our lives today, and we're going to look at it in the sense that our lives are a house with many rooms. Now, in Romans 14:9, we read, "For to this end, Christ died and lived again." All right? What was the purpose? What was the end desire of His life and death? That He died and was resurrected from the dead. What was the real end game of that? What was the end purpose? What was His desire? To this end, to this purpose, Paul says, He did that so that He might be Lord of both the living and the dead. Now, you're the living, so we're not going to be worried about the dead today. We're going to worry about the living. That's us. All right? Jesus died and rose from the dead so that He might be Lord in our lives. And so we're going to look at our lives, and we're going to go through each room of our life. And I'm going to ask you to do business with the Lord this morning. You know, the Lord's table, this time of examination, is an important time. It's one of the seldom times that we as Christians, we as the Church of Christ, take time to just reflect and look inward and ask the Holy Spirit to shine His all-knowing light into our lives, to reveal any sin, anything that's not pleasing to Him in our lives. So that's our prayer today. And I'm going to ask each of us to enter into a time of prayer. It's you and the Lord now. All right, you just pretend it's you and the Lord. You're doing business with Him. And I'm going to go through the various rooms, and we're going to take Him through the various rooms of our life, and you let Him do business with you in that room. Okay? You and Him. All right, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come before You, each of us individually. And we're going to open up the rooms of our life to You. And we're going to ask You to come into those rooms. We're going to surrender every room to You. We know that means that You may want to rearrange the furniture. You may want to get rid of some furniture we have in that room. You may want to bring in some new pieces. But we're going to let You do whatever You want to do in each of the rooms of our life as our Lord. Because we know if You're not Lord of all, You're not Lord at all. If we have not surrendered every room of our lives to You as our Lord, then You're really not our Lord. We understand, Lord, that Lordship is a growing process, that none of us realize every area of our life that's not under Your Lordship. That unknowingly we've not surrendered certain areas. But Lord, I want You to show us many of those today. As many as we can handle by Your grace. May each of us desire Your Lordship and trust You to be Lord. Lord Jesus, we're going to come to the living room of our life first. This is our friendships, our relationships. As You come into this room, Lord Jesus, look around. Are there any friends that we have that are not pleasing to You? That are drawing us away from You? Lord Jesus, are there any people that are not in this room that You would want us to bring in and make friends? Maybe somebody at work. Maybe somebody at school. Maybe a neighbor. Is there anyone You'd want to bring into this room that we might build a relationship, that we might share You with them? Lord Jesus, bring them to our minds even now. And show us You would want them in this room. Lord, show us if there's any bitterness, any unforgiving spirit in our hearts towards someone, some relationship. Show us if there's any confession we need to make in this room. Of anything in this room, of our relationships and friendships that's not pleasing to You. We want You to be Lord here. We want everything in this room to be pleasing to You. Jesus, I surrender this room to You. Will You surrender this room to Him? Lord, I now invite You to my family room. This is where my television is and programs that I watch, the movies that I watch. Is there any in here that are not pleasing to You? Are there habits that I have in my viewing of television You'd want me to change? Am I spending too much time watching television? It's here, Lord, that our family has conversations. Are our conversations pleasing to You? Are we gossiping? Always spreading rumors. This is our family room, our family relationships. Is there anything you would want me to change about being a husband? A father? Am I loving my wife as you love me, Lord Jesus? As a wife? Am I submitting to my husband as unto you? As a child, am I honoring my parents and obeying them? Am I treating my siblings with love and respect? Lord Jesus, show me if there's anything in this room you want to change. It's not pleasing to you. I want you to be Lord in this room. Will you surrender this room to Jesus as your Lord? Lord Jesus, I now go into the study and office of my life. Here are the books that I read. Am I reading any books that are not acceptable to you, pleasing to you? Are there some books that you'd want me to read that I'm not reading? My internet, my personal computer's in this room. Am I going on any websites that are not pleasing to you? Am I in any chat rooms? Or carrying on some other type of correspondence with anyone that I should not be? Maybe someone of the opposite sex. That my husband or wife is not aware of. This is where I keep my checkbook and write the checks and do the finances. Lord, here's my checkbook. Look at it. Show me if I'm not using sound biblical principles of finance. I want to surrender my finances to you. This is where I have my devotions. My prayer and Bible study. Lord, show me if it's not pleasing to you. If there's anything I need to change. If there's anything I need to get rid of. Because I want you to be Lord of this study. The office of my life as well. Will you surrender to Jesus as Lord in your office? Lord, let's go to the workroom of my life now. This is where I work. This is where I spend many hours of my day. Am I doing this in a way that's pleasing to you? Am I working wholeheartedly as for you and not for men? Am I being a witness for you in my workroom? Is there anything you want me to change in my workroom? Any attitudes toward my boss? My coworkers? Show me those, Lord. By your grace, may I surrender them to you. Because I want you to be Lord in this area too. And Lord, this is my playroom. My hobbies. What I do to relax. What I do to have fun. The clubs I belong to. The activities I do. Are they pleasing to you? Am I honoring you in these? Is there something you'd have me to change? Do my playthings have too much importance in my life? I want you to be Lord in this area as well. And then, Lord, we move to my bedroom. I want you to be pleased and honored in what goes on here. Is there anything I need to change? Then, Lord, we move to that most private room, my innermost sanctum, my thought life, the room that nobody truly knows but me and you. That room that is the last to be given to you because it is so personal. But Lord, I want my thoughts to be pleasing to you. I want my daydreams to be pleasing to you. I surrender to you as Lord of my thought life. Your Word says, as a man thinks, so is he. I want my thoughts to come in line with Your Word. I don't want fear and worry and envy and greed and covetousness to be in my thought life. Will you surrender your thought life to Jesus? Lord, we recognize that our part is to make the choice to have you as Lord in all these areas. We know we cannot in our own strength accomplish it, but we know you've never asked us to. You just say, be willing, surrender, and you will give us the power and the grace for you to reign supreme in every room of our lives. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. We do welcome you, and I'm glad that you have taken the opportunity to listen to a sermon on our internet. And I want you just to know that everybody in the church is not like me. I have these fellows up here, our leadership team. This is Filiberto Medina, who is our Hispanic pastor. And our Hispanic congregation meets every Sunday evening at 6:30. This is Paul Kumar. He is our minister of community connections. And to my left is Mark Baker, who heads up our Reformers Unanimous Ministry, which is a Christian addiction recovery program that meets every Friday night at 7 o'clock. So if you live in the Mableton area, and it doesn't matter what race you're from, it doesn't matter your cultural background, I want you to know you are welcome at Westside Church. This is where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord. Hope you'll join us soon.
Thank you for being with us for this message. Each week, Dr. Stewart gives practical applications and ways to live out the Word of God. If you would like more information, please take a moment to view our website at wbcfamily.org. That's wbcfamily.org.